This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu. And on the show today with me is Ilya Hernando. She's the director of Smart Projects for Media Urban. Media Urban is an urban content creation agency, and we're going to be talking about smart cities because Media Urban is based in Barcelona, and Barcelona is, of course, the world's first smart city. Ilya, welcome to the show. Let's talk a bit about Media Urban being an urban content creation agency. What exactly is an urban content creation agency?
Hi. Hello, everybody. Urban content creation agency is what we do. We create the content for any city in the world in order to improve their citizens' life. Yeah. We are in a media bigger group that is an audiovisual group, so they create content, they create feelings, and they create emotions through audiovisual content, and we do the urban content in the cities.
Wow.
So if we are a small part in the bigger group, and that's we are called an urban creation content agency.
Okay. And how did Media Urban came about? Was this something, an idea, just a few of y'all got together and created something? Or was this something that spun from an internal project that came about?
Well, actually, Media Urban started up last February 2016. And it was an idea that came up because we were in the city council. We gathered a lot of knowledge about implementing the smart city strategy in the city of Barcelona, becoming the first global smart city awarded by Juniper Research in 2015. And we thought that was a great opportunity to expand our knowledge to other cities in the world, because we think that all the cities have their own jewel of the crown, and it's about just identifying the strength points in order to become a really good city, improving their public spaces in order to become better for their citizens. And so we thought that it was very important to make a step forward and going outside the box and going outside Barcelona in order to expand all this knowledge.
Now, I think many of us may not have had the privilege to travel to Barcelona. What exactly is happening in Barcelona that has made it, you know, the world's first smart city? How different is Barcelona before it became a smart city and now? What's big about Barcelona and that smart city feature?
Well, all the changes, all the big changes in the city respond to direct bets on the same city. So in 1992, we became the place of the Olympic Games, and we've been so proud that we have been living from that for a long time. But now we thought that we had to go forward for new things for future. We couldn't stay living about the past things. So we had very political sponsorship in order to change the way we were living and to do it more smart. What was more important is it was not smarter because we embedded technology in the city, but we really wanted to implement solutions that have a social improvement in the city. So the most important thing in Barcelona is that it's not only a smart city, but a social smart city.
All right, so explain about that social smart city then. As a citizen, if I'm a citizen of Barcelona, what is that element that go like, wow, you know, I'm really living in a smart city. I'm really experiencing, you know, sensors and, you know, stuff that is what makes a smart city in that sense.
I'll tell you a story. The thing is that, for example, we are working with user cases. So for first time in life, we can respond to the needs of one unique person because we have the data, but we can cross this data in order to respond to the needs of all the people having the same needs.
Ah.
And now the strategy implemented in Barcelona responds to different user cases. For example, the user case of Miss Maria. It could be Miss Aisha in any town in Malaysia, but then is she eating every day? Is she walking every day? Is visiting her family every day? Can she reach the doctor when she needs it? And we implement a solution for that. So that's the way Barcelona is working. But it's not only about Miss Maria, who is 70 years old. She has two sons living, one in London and one in Dubai. But it's also about Juan, that has a child of 3 years old. And so he has to guarantee his scholarship and have a good, livable public spaces. So I think that the most successful thing in Barcelona was working for people, for specific people that represent a collective way of living in the city.
How long was this process that, you know, that it take Barcelona to become that, you know, the world's first smart city? Because it sounds like there's a lot of infrastructure, there's a lot of back end, there's a lot of data that needs to be pulled in first. And this is, you know, it won't take a day to finish all this.
Well, actually, it started everything in 2011. And because Barcelona had a very strong political commitment, that's something very important to implement a strategy like that. As I was telling you, it was a direct bet on the city. So we started to work in 2011, and we started to get results in 2014, one solution was awarded as the best smart city solution by Bloomberg Philanthropy. And it was a solution about how to access to a circle of trust for older people. I was telling you about Miss Maria, and it was about creating a support network accessible for a touch screen tablet. So all the people living alone can access to a circle of trust where all the family is accessible to one click, but also the doctors. So we can monitor all the living of this person living alone, so she is not alone anymore.
Mm.
So that was in 2014. In 2015, we were the first global smart city awarded by Juniper Research. So it's been not that much time, but very hard work behind it.
So we'll talk about the challenges in just a moment. I'm speaking to Ilya Hernando. She's the director of Smart Projects for Media Urban. It's an urban content creation agency based in Barcelona. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Ilya Hernando. She's the director of Smart Projects for Media Urban. It's an urban content creation agency based in Barcelona, and of course, Barcelona is the world's first smart city done by Juniper Network. So they were the one who basically said that, yep, you know, smart city is basically here. Barcelona is the first one to do it. And early on, Ilya, you were sharing, you know, examples of what smart elements are done within the city, and it sounds like every single citizen in Barcelona is unique, and you are able to identify them. And that's the beauty of a smart city. What were some of the initial challenges in building this? Was it trying to buy into the mindset or getting people to understand the benefits of this? Were there a lot of backlash on this? Because it sounds like it's a bit creepy in the sense that everything about me is known from an agency or a government in that sense. So were there initial, you know, backlashes, and you know, what was that? How was that about?
Yeah, of course there were difficulties implementing the solutions, but once you can show that the improvements are there, the people go for it. Because one of the smart city strategy in Barcelona had a very strong vision. We wanted to build a self-sufficient city of productive neighborhood at human speed, also zero emissions metropolis, hyper-connected people. Mm. And for that, we set up two very social, basic, and precise goals: improve the citizens' life and grow economy in order to create better qualified jobs. Once the people could understand that, so we are not working in order to make business, but to improve their lives and give more opportunities, the people go for it. And of course, it's difficult, but if you can show it, and we are Media Urban, I like to say that we are not thinkers or we are not talkers, we are doers because we have done it, so we can explain it to other territories.
Mm. So share me some case examples then of some of the projects that Media Urban has undertaken.
Well, Media Urban is working worldwide. We are working now in South America, in Colombia. We've been working in Bogota. We are working in Santa Marta. We are working very hard in India. A lot of things to do
there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. In Middle East, we are working in Qatar, in Doha. We have worked in Russia. Yeah, our most important thing is to identify the strong points in each city and each territory. So sometimes you need help from outside, because sometimes you have the things so close that you cannot see the good things of your territory. So sometimes it's it's a little bit sad, but it's like this. You need people from outside to see that and then foster them in order to become the first city to do something and to be the best one doing that specific thing. So we help cities and we have administrations to do that. And also we like to do it through public space, through urban transformation. Don't trust people who talk about smart urban revolution without taking into account public space, because public spaces are where everything is happening in the city. And Barcelona could be the first global smart city in the world, but where it has outstanding public spaces. Mm. And I think that that's something that it's very difficult to award, but it's the success of Barcelona. So we are working in Santa Marta in Colombia, building some new smart public spaces, also in Pune in India.
What's a smart public space like? How's it like?
Well, it, of course, has embedded technology, so Internet of Things can help us in order to improve the quality of the public space. So, for example, in Barcelona, in the past years, when we were in the city council, we were working on different urban transformation, big access transformations. And, for example, the key point was increasing the pedestrian area. Mm-hmm. That was the most important thing in all the public spaces being renewed in Barcelona. So if we couldn't increase the pedestrian area in the 40%, the project was not going on.
Wow.
So it's not only about technology, but about improving. And that's the smart thing.
Did it made a lot of businesses around Europe itself to take notice of what's happening in Barcelona? And did you see like a spur of growth within the city of Barcelona itself after it was awarded like, you know, the world's first smart city? Did it became like an attractive city for investors and you saw like, you know, there was an economic boost? Because when you talk about smart cities, it always comes down to like, yeah, you know, it's benefiting the citizens and so forth, but it's also actually benefiting for the government itself, right?
Yeah, sure. It's benefiting the government because it's easier to manage the city when you are gathering data, so you can respond better, you can give a better service to people, but also it's benefiting different companies and startups, of course. Mm. Actually, Barcelona is the city creating more startups regarding smart cities in the world.
Wow.
So that's because... not because we have only implement technology in the public space, of course, but we have been able to attract talent to our universities, to our companies, so the people are getting knowledge in order to implement their ideas. Mm.
Now, Media Urban is a private company in that sense. And the reason why it sort of became private, was it because that you couldn't really operate when you're part of like a government? And, you know, in order to really push smart cities, it has to be, you know, a separate entity that can be, you know, can operate freely. Or was the need to operate as a private company was to actually reach out to, you know, outside of people in Barcelona?
Yes, of course. We've been in Barcelona City Council, so we had the chance to implement there the strategy. But we thought, well, actually, all of our team, we are passionate of cities, so we thought that we needed more cities to work on.
Ah.
And we couldn't do it from the City Council because, of course, you have your daily responsibilities regarding the city. So we thought it was a good moment to start up a new company in order to expand our knowledge to other cities and territories.
And also being expanding to different countries, India was one of that you mentioned. And India is massive. It's a completely different animal than what Barcelona is. Tell me a little bit about, like, you know, what were you expecting from when you entered India and what actually came to reality in that sense? How was India like?
Well, actually, India is a huge challenge for us because, as you say, it's massive. And we are working in the state of Maharashtra that it's inhabited by, I think it's 87 million people. So it's only one state and it's the double population of entire Spain. So imagine the scale is completely different. But it's so, so interesting working there because the challenges are there, but the mindset is already there. And
the need and the hunger is there then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about infrastructure? Because when we talk about, you know, smart cities or Internet of Things, it all comes down to infrastructure. And do you see countries actually already having existing infrastructure that can actually be used for smart cities, but it's just being underutilized or just being used the wrong way?
Yeah, for sure. But because some cities has implemented the smart city strategy in a wrong way sometimes, because they thought about implementing the technology, but then they forget it. Just sometimes the city are taken as a place to market again, like we did it with real estate in Spain, and we are now doing it with technology. So there is a lack of vision implementing the smart city. And I think from our experience in Barcelona, that's the most important thing, having this strong vision, very precise and very simple, in order to be easy to follow up. And that's something that I think that it's some cities making mistakes about that.
And whose role or responsibility is there when it comes to here in Malaysia? You're talking to, you know, the government in terms of the Selangor government, into talking, you're doing the Selangor Smart City conference and so forth. How do you go about in terms of, you know, creating the awareness, one, and then what happens after that? Whose responsibility is it to sort of drive the smart city initiative? Is it the council itself? Is it the government itself? Is it the private sector? Is it the startups? Are they all supposed to contribute into some things? And what sort of policies do you think would work to just drive that innovation for, you know, having a smart city?
I think that for sure every city and every territory needs a political commitment to do that. But finally, it's a PPP, but it's a private-public people commitment. Mm. So, of course, the government has to set up the basis and start the way to follow. But, of course, private companies have to follow. And, of course, people have to go for it, because it's going to be good results for everybody.
Mm. Is this something that people would say, oh, you know, it's too expensive. Smart city, doing anything that relates to smart city is just too much of investments that a government can't afford to spend at the moment? Or is this just not true? It's actually not that expensive, and it just depending on how you implemented it.
Yeah, it's not, for sure. Because it's not about implementing technology. It's not about buying things. So it's about taking better decisions and doing it following the right vision. Mm. So that's the most important thing. Maybe just refurbishing a new public space and, of course, implementing some technology. But a sensor costs $2. So that's very, very cheap. Of course, it's more expensive if you have to do it more times, or you do it once in the bad way. So it's not about the cost, it's about the results you get.
Mm. Paint us a picture of in the future. What would an ideal smart city be like in the mind of Ilya Hernando?
Well, for sure, it should be a happy city. It should be a city where the people doesn't have to be so long in commuting, could take public service, public transport, and it's convenient for them, and they don't stay more than 20, 30 minutes in the public transport. It's a city where everything is on your mobile phone. You don't need extra cars. You don't need to pay things with cash. You can do it just with your mobile phone, because now with your fingertip is the most secure device we will have in the future. Is, of course, the city where the people are not alone.
Hmm.
So everybody's connected to everybody, not only digitally, but also physically.
So it's a happy citizens is when, you know, you really know a smart city is done, and you don't have to wait so long for public transports. Your commuting is easy. And I think the other part is, like, you know, getting information and getting content from all kinds of sources is at your fingertips, no matter where you are in that city. That's the future of a smart city in the mind of Ilya Hernando then, right?
Yeah, for sure. We are eager to create urban content for everybody.
How far away are we from achieving this dream? Is it very long more, or in Barcelona itself, has it done already? Has Barcelona sort of achieved that vision that you have?
Well, I think that everything is a process. It's not about a final project. It's not about the final picture we can have. It's about improving every day.
Mm.
So everything can be better. And the technology, of course, is the enabler, and the technology is improving day per day. So it's about being in the process of doing it. Mm. So it's not about getting achieved, because it's something very difficult to get it once.
Mm. And if you can tackle India, it's very likely you could tackle the rest of the world in that sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
I've been speaking to Ilya Hernando. She's the director of Smart Projects for Media Urban. They are an urban content creation agency based in Barcelona, doing all things smart cities. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.